By the way, Google collection of data is also under some scrutiny here in the United States. Another web company that raises privacy concerns is Facebook, but that's not what's got people upset in Pakistan. Demonstrators took to the streets in Islamabad today. They were supporting the Pakistani government's decision to shut down access to Facebook.
We are very happy that the government and the courts of Pakistan have taken an action, and we love our holy prophet, peace be upon him.
That holy prophet, Muhammad, is the subject of a Facebook group. It's called Everybody Draw Muhammad Day. Tens of thousands of people around the world have joined the group, and thousands of images have been uploaded. Some of the pictures are pretty offensive, and to Muslims, any image of the prophet Muhammad is forbidden. That's why the government of Pakistan pulled the plug on Facebook, according to Foreign Ministry spokesman Abdul Basit.
Such malicious and insulting attacks hurt the sentiments of Muslims around the world and cannot be accepted under the garb of freedom of expression.
I spoke to Munib Ur Rahman about that decision. Rahman is a leading Islamic figure in Pakistan, a mufti. He's a moderate who has issued fatwas against suicide bombing, but he says drawing an image of the prophet is just as bad.
According to our point of view, the intellectual terrorism must be considered terrorism, and a person must not be permitted to torture mentally, intellectually, according to their belief, to 1.5 billion Muslims all over the world.
The Mufti wants an international law to make such images illegal.
There must be an international law passed by the UNO to protect such kind of terrorism. And there should be an international court of justice. These people must be tried in a court of law.
The guy who started the Facebook group responded to this idea via email, writing, "Freedom of thought, speech, and identity are some of the most important aspects of my life," he said. "These are things I love and cherish as if they were a brother, sister, father, mother, even a god." And he went on, "It's just as offensive for me to see him trying to take away these rights by law as it is for him to see depictions of Muhammad." Well, Evgeny Morozov is a fellow at the Institute for the Study of Diplomacy at Georgetown University. Can you ever see some kinds of international legal parameters on social networking sites?
No, I don't think it's ever going to happen as long as the social networking sites are incorporated in the U.S. As long as they are still attached to a physical country, and in most cases this country is the United States, with a very strong freedom of expression and with, you know, very strong protection of that right, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
So do you think Pakistan, the Pakistani government, was right to take down Facebook, not to mention YouTube as well?
Well, I mean, I don't want to speculate on whether they were right or not. I mean, if they have a law, we can, of course, debate about the merits of that law and then get into a very complicated values debate. But yes, I think that's the standard practice. That's what happens more and more often, that governments find particular types of content on the internet which does not really fit into their legal system, and they want to limit access to it.
So Pakistan's imposed this ban on Facebook, but still, I mean, the people who are posting these images, and some of them are really offensive, I mean, even hurtful and hateful. I'd like to know what you think a hate crime is, and do some of these drawings at Everybody Draw Muhammad Day kind of test the definition of what a hate crime is?
You know, what I think on this issue is irrelevant. It all depends on what Facebook thinks about it, right? And what I really want to do is for Facebook to actually publish a much, you know, very detailed and, you know, a very transparent and visible policy by which they are going to make those decisions. How we define hate crimes is going to differ from a country to country, you know. In some parts of Europe, denying the Holocaust would be such crime, and in the U.S. it wouldn't be. I think we have no choice but to start debating those issues publicly and transparently, and so far many technology companies have been unwilling to do that in a transparent and visible fashion.
Evgeny Morozov, a fellow at the Institute for the Study of Diplomacy at Georgetown University. Thanks so much.
Thanks.